Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Leaders of various political parties make last-ditch efforts to woo voters as campaigning for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections ends today. Election Commission launches second phase of special intensive revision exercise in 9 states and 3 union territories. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India supports Gaza peace plan that will pave the way for a lasting solution, holds meeting with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in New Delhi. India dispatches 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine to Timor-Leste to tackle rabies outbreak. Air quality in Delhi remains very poor. IMD predicts light rainfall in Delhi NCR today. Leaders of various political parties are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters as campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections comes to an end this evening. In this phase, voting will be held on the 6th of November in 121 assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Prominent leaders of the BJP, Janata Dal United, Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress, among others, are addressing several rallies today. Addressing a rally in Darbhanga, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah promised that NDA will construct Kaushal Vikas Kendras in every district of the state. He announced that every district will get a new factory and 10 new industrial parks will be constructed in the state. BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath also campaigned for Bihar Minister and BJP candidate from Darbhanga, Sanjay Saraogi. On the other hand, RJD leader Meesa Bharati said the Mahagathbandhan is receiving tremendous support. She said the alliance is talking about the youth, women, inflation and jobs. Our Patna correspondent has filed this report.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, addressing a public meeting in Darbhanga, criticized the Rashtriya Janata Dal and Congress, saying that those who believe in crime are now changing their guise to mislead people. He warned that if the Mahagathbandhan comes to power, Bihar would again witness a return of Jangal Raj. He also announced that the center will set up a defense corridor in Darbhanga where defense equipment will be manufactured. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, addressing a rally in Triveniganj in Supa, said that in the past 20 years his government has focused extensively on women's empowerment. He stated that over 1 crore 40 lakh women have been connected with the self-help groups under the Jivika program. Referring to the Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rojgar Yojana, Mr. Kumar said that financial assistance of 10,000 rupees has been provided to help women to become self-reliant. Mahagathbandhan's chief ministerial candidate and RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav, speaking in Patna, said that if his government comes to power, our PACs and Vepar Mandal presidents will be given the status of public representatives. He further announced that under the Mahagathbandhan government, farmers will receive a bonus of 300 rupees per quintal along with minimum support price for paddy and a bonus of 400 rupees per quintal with the MSP for wheat. The Jan Suraj party founder Prasant Kishore hailed a roadshow in Ara in favor of party candidate. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
Under the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections. He further emphasized that their active participation in the campaign is strengthening the journey of democratic process in Bihar. The second round of special intensive revision exercise has been launched by the Election Commission of India today. The exercise is covering 9 states and 3 union territories with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February the 7th, 2026. We have more details from our correspondent.
The new phase of SIR will include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. Among these, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Kerala and West Bengal are due for assembly elections in 2026. The enumeration phase will run till December 4. Draft electoral rolls will be published on December 9, followed by claims and objections till January 8, 2026. Hearings and verification will be held from December 9 to January 31, 2026. Voter lists in these 12 states and UTs are already frozen. Booth-level officers will distribute unique enumeration forms to current registered voters. These forms include their current voter details. If their name also appeared on the 2003 voter list, they do not need to submit any extra documents. According to the Election Commission, the SIR aims to ensure that no eligible citizen is left out of the rolls while removing ineligible names, including illegal migrants. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is not just a means of self-reliance, but also an inspiration for the development of society and the nation. She was addressing the 20th convocation of Kumaon University in Nainital, Uttarakhand today. The president urged students to use their education in serving the underprivileged and in nation building, emphasizing that education strengthens intellect, skills and moral values. Describing Uttarakhand as the land of divinity and valour, she paid tribute to the freedom fighters and noted the significant role of the state's youth in defending the nation. She reaffirmed that the government's goal is to make India a developed nation by 2047 and that the youth will play the most crucial role in achieving this vision.
आज इस बिक्रम समारोह के साथ आपकी औपचारिक शिक्षा का एक महत्वपूर्ण चरण पूरी हो रहा है लेकिन यह शिक्षा का अंत नहीं मेरा मानना है कि आपको अपने भीतर के विद्यार्थी को हमेशा जीवित रखना चाहिए शिक्षा आपको आत्मनिर्भर तो बनाती ही है साथ ही शिक्षा आपको विनम्र बनने तथा समाज और देश के विकास में अपना योगदान देने के लिए प्रेरित भी करती है
The government has said that India aims to achieve 300 million tons of steel capacity by 2030 and 500 million tons by 2047. Secretary of the Ministry of Steel, Sandeep Andrek, said this while addressing the inaugural session of the CII Steel Summit 2025 in New Delhi today. Mr. Pondrick called the steel industry the backbone of the national economy and a key enabler in realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. The secretary further highlighted that India's steel capacity has nearly doubled from around 100 million tons a decade ago to close to 200 million tons now, supported by strong infrastructure growth and rising domestic demand.
In the last 10 years, we have increased about 100 million tons of capacity, reaching 200 million tons of capacity, and our production is at level to cater to the consumption. So these are the good things which are happening. The future looks bright. Our economy is growing fast and the elasticity of steel demand with economy is also growing.
The GST Bajat Utsav started on the 22nd of September of this year with the reduction of GST on many items, benefiting citizens across the country. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms are boosting the economy of Kerala.
The next generation GST reform is a major boost for Kerala's farmers, artisans, coastal communities and small enterprises. By lowering tax rates in key sectors, these reforms have made products more affordable for consumers and strengthened margin for traders. Kerala's cashew processing industry, employing about 3 lakh workers, now attract 5% GST, bringing about a major cost reduction for processors and export units. Similarly, the coffee belt around Wayanad sees major benefit as tax rates on instant coffee and preparations are reduced from 18% to 5%. In the spice sector, the GST on Malabar pepper has been cut from 18% to 5%, supporting small hill farm growers and processing clusters. Meanwhile, GST on fisheries and seafood processing has been cut to 5%, further reducing prices of products in the state. Furthermore, Ayurvedic drugs and wellness services are now taxed at 5%, resulting in cost savings of approximately 6 to 11%. The reforms have lifted the tax burden across key sectors in the state. This move is aimed to deliver inclusive growth across rural and coastal regions of Kerala. With Samarth and Rohan, Aman Yadav for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Tamil Nadu State Police arrested 3 persons in connection with a sexual assault incident of a college student at Coimbatore. The incident took place near Coimbatore International Airport on 2nd November. The arrested have been identified as Guna alias Thavasi, Karupasami alias Satish and Kalishwaran alias Karthik. As per initial findings by the police, the accused were construction workers. They were doing construction work around 4 kilometers away from the deserted vacant land near the Coimbatore International Airport, where the gang had involved in sexual assault after assaulting the girl's boyfriend, aged 25 years. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it paves the way for a durable and lasting solution. In his opening remarks during his meeting with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar in New Delhi, the minister said both India and Israel face a particular challenge from terrorism, and it is essential that both nations work towards ensuring a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Welcoming the Israeli Foreign Minister and delegation, Dr. Jaishankar added that India and Israel have a strategic partnership and both nations have stood together through testing times. India has sent 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 vials of rabies immunoglobulin to Timor-Leste to help the island nation tackle a rabies outbreak. India also reaffirmed its role as a trusted and reliable health partner to the Global South. According to the World Health Organization, Timor-Leste reported its first human rabies case in March 2024. Following that, the WHO provided the country's Ministry of Health with 6,000 doses of rabies vaccine and 2,000 doses of immunoglobulin. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasada today held a bilateral meeting with Romania's Minister Oana Silvia Toiu in Bucharest. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the discussions during the meeting focused on expanding trade, attracting investment and strengthening resilient supply chains within the broader India-EU economic framework. Both sides agreed to work towards the conclusion of a fair, balanced and mutually beneficial India-EU free trade agreement within this year. The India Meteorological Department has forecast light rainfall at isolated places of Delhi NCR today. Meanwhile, the air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to remain in the very poor category, with an average air quality index AQI of 305 this afternoon. The weather agency has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. Similar weather conditions are expected at isolated places of Andhra Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana and Uttarakhand. The National Stock Exchange, NSE, has announced to introduce pre-open session in futures and options to enhance price discovery. The NSE will roll out a 15-minute pre-open session for equity futures and options starting from the 8th of December this year to enhance price discovery, improve transparency regarding gap movements and manage volatility. The pre-open session is a 15-minute call option window from 9 a.m. to 9:15 a.m. to determine opening prices for index and single stock futures prior to the regular trading session. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, were trading around 0.4% down in afternoon trade today, tracking weakness in Asian markets. The Sensex lost 289 points to 83,690, while the Nifty dipped 99 points to 25,665 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Leaders of various political parties make last-ditch efforts to woo voters as campaigning for first phase of Bihar Assembly elections ends today. Election Commission launches second phase of special intensive revision exercise in 9 states and 3 union territories. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India supports Gaza peace plan that will pave the way for a lasting solution, holds meeting with his Israeli counterpart Gideon Saar in New Delhi. India dispatches 10,000 doses of rabies vaccine to Timor-Leste to tackle rabies outbreak and air quality in Delhi remains very poor. IMD predicts light rainfall in Delhi NCR today. And with that, we end the midday news.